Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
No visitors at the time we started. Picked up a few folks a little bit later. Started with an invocation and a pledge of allegiance. Nobody there, so no public comments. Consent agenda was the minutes from the previous council meeting on the 19th of July. That was approved 5-0. No presentations, no public hearings. So we move into the individual concerns, the first one being discussion, consideration, and possible action on awarding engineering services agreement to Improtech Hibbs and Todd of Abilene to develop professional plans and specifications for public bidding purposes, describing water main improvements along China Street from near Commerce Street south to West China Street. So discussion, description, a little bit of that in a pretty significant amount of work that was going to go as part of that. And as I said, this was just the design of how to do that, upgrading from a 2-3-inch water line to 8-inch in one portion, mm-hmm. and an existing 10-inch line that had been there for some time, but folks were operating off of a smaller line. That was the 10-inch, I think, was just primarily a transmission line from before. It becomes very interesting because as you get to one part of China, the way the 10-inch line was laid, it actually goes into people's front yards. So the engineering aspect of that and the coordination will be an interesting effort. This goes to the engineering effort goes to just about the end of the year, November time frame. Going to cost about $94,000 to do all the different aspects of it. The first phase being kind of a study, discussion, and look at everything in the initial design up to about 30%. In the final phase, another $52,000 for $72,000 for EHT to handle the setup for the bidding phase, another $8,000, which takes us to $80,000. And then the survey services for the time and material and the are not to exceed $14,000. So that accounts for the $94,000 that's in all of that. Again, a significant upgrade for folks on China. Just about the whole street is there in the two sides of the project, kind of separate close to 11th Street as it goes through that area. Next item was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the city employee insurance benefit package. I went through that with a great deal of detail, looking at the different options that were there, both last year's option, potential renewal of that same agreement, and then some other options, and the options that were selected. Takes me a second to get through all of the different parts of it. The basic renewal will stay the same for folks that are there, but the upgrade option is saved some money as the discussion went through about deductibles and co-pays and then the ceiling for those out-of-pocket expenses. It's a whole page spreadsheet full of different numbers on choices that were there. The options were reviewed, and the focus was the employees of our just over 100 employees historically, at least last year, about 86 folks bought the insurance package that that was provided for them. So the focus was on getting to the employees, not cutting the budget to reduce and putting them in the spot. So there was, as I said, a lot of discussion in that consideration, and they picked those two options out of the choices that were there. We moved on to item C, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding ratification of the tax increase reflected in the fiscal year 2023 budget. In fact, we tabled that event because, I'm sorry, that item, because we didn't have enough data to do that. We have until the 6th of September by state law to get that done. The budget increase of about $33,000is part of that to look through that. So we moved that to table it to the first meeting in September on the 6th of September. Item D, discussion and vote for or against the proposed 2022 tax rate. With the information that we had available to us from Zane, looking at the different options that were there, last year's tax rate was just over 39 cents per $100 valuation. That netted the property tax. Let me find it. Last year, the property tax provided to the city budget $946,278.63. So based on the laws and the help that we get from the legislature, you go through some processes that begin with a review that says the first option is no new tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't just exactly what it says, that the total amount that would go into the budget would be the same as the previous year. If houses are appraised higher, that requires then a drop in the rate to stay at the same number. So we looked at that option. No new revenue rate would have dropped the tax rate from 39 to 36 cents per $100 valuation. And as I said, would have brought the same $946,000 to the budget. The voter approval rate is 3.5%. That means the council could vote to raise the tax rate, I'm sorry, the total tax revenue by 3.5%, and that would not require a vote by the citizens. As an extension of that, in the law, they provide for if you opt not to go to that 3.5% increase in revenue, you kind of bank that the extra that you didn't go, that you didn't use out of that 3.5%. And So we looked at both of those options that were there. We settled on a 37 cent, just about 37 and a half cents, that will drop the tax rate for $100 by 1.7 cents per, I'm doing a little bit of rounding here, they take it out to five or six decimal places. That would provide us with the $33,000 that our budget increased from the previous year. So a decrease in tax rate, but the total, and let's see, last year's value of the property provided to us by Zane was $242,193,389. The, yeah, let me find it in all these numbers here, what the new, amount is. I apologize for getting lost in the numbers a little bit here.
Don't worry about it.
Here we go.
Okay.
The value of the property being taxed went from $242 million to $262 million, basically. $261,883,147. Again, that would have driven the tax rate down just about 3 cents. We went halfway there and collected an additional $33,000 that was there. Tax rate's not fixed. It's interesting that the law requires us ahead of time to take a vote and publish that we are going to raise the revenue, not the tax rate, but the revenue that's there. And my assessment of that is to give people an earlier awareness that the tax revenue collected from property tax will go up slightly, and give them a chance should they want to work. To force a vote that's not automatic as part of that. If we had gone all the way to our legal amount to raise the tax revenue for the year, we could have raised it to 40 cents per $100 valuation without forcing a vote. We opted not to do that. That would have increased the revenue for the budget, $111,659. And since we did not put that in our budget ahead of time, and we didn't know all of these numbers, of course, we certainly complied with the intent of the Texas budgeting and taxing approach, where you build your budget of the things that you want to do and what it's going to cost you based on your best estimates. And then you decide how you're going to get the revenue for that, rather than decide how much money could we get and how would we spend it.
And how can we spend it? That's the issue.
So again, that's the intent of Texas laws, is build your budget and then sort through it. Just a point in all of this, we get about the same amount of money from property tax that we get from sales tax. Sales tax has actually been a little bit more, but that's the smaller portion. The bigger portion that we get that goes into the basic budget for operation of the city functions that are there, not considering utilities and other side sub-budgets that are there, I'll call them. We depend on funds from the electric revenue in lieu of taxes. So that it collects almost three times as much as the property tax or the sales tax, each one of those individually as you look at all of that. So all those words, the bottom line is the tax rate went down by 1.65 per $100 evaluation of the property, and netted us the same budget as last year plus $33,000 to cover the things that we had budgeted. That passed 5-0. All the folks voted for that, as I said. Last item on the individual concerns, discussion, consideration, and possible action about adding members to the City of Brady Advisory Boards. The way that process works with boards like Planning and Zoning Board of Adjustments, and the Airport Advisory Board, and the other boards that we have, people volunteer for that by turning in an application. Mm-hmm. The mayor looks at those, and historically, based on folks that apply, if you apply and you're qualified, you're going to get approved by the mayor, and the council is then going to follow with their approval. I'm sure you're going to get nominated by the mayor, and then the council would approve that. We added three more folks to the Airport Advisory Board. Things starting to crank up there, and more interest and focus on that. And one other person had applied for the basically Code and Standards Board that is in the process of being developed. And the decision on that fourth application was that we would table that application until mm-hmm. that board is constructed and laid out, and then in all likelihood approve that. We were there at about at 7 o'clock. We took a short break, grabbed a bite to eat real quick, and while we were eating, came back in session at 7:10, and then went to executive session at 7:11. Executive session was pursuant to the section of 551.071, consultation with the attorney. We had executive session associated with the consultation with the attorney over well, when we get to the open session, it'll become apparent, but we consulted with the attorney who was there over the phone, as allowed by the Texas Open Meetings Act. We concluded that executive session after a hearty discussion and came back into open session. And in the open session, we had a motion to offer the EMS service to the county for $215,000 to provide that service. That's based on a tremendous amount of data, review, and discussion as we worked all of those issues. History on that a little bit is the city taxes pay for EMS service in the city, and we have also delivered EMS service in the county in the past. and always been a discussion with the commissioner's court on how much they were willing to pay for that service. In the end, we look at all of the billing for this previous year and took the percentage of the runs that were done in the county at 16%. And so as we look at the expense to have an EMS service, we believe that the county should pay 16% of that to have EMS service in the mm-hmm. county. Otherwise, the taxes and revenue of city folks is subsidizing the county by paying a larger portion of that. In the past, there have been discussions, agreements, and everything, and this year the council voted unanimously to present that in the case of this year, 16% value to the county and say, here's the cost of the service. If you want it, sign up to this. If you don't want it, we will discontinue the service in the county, and the county can take care of that need as they choose, whether they pick another service or the service is provided through some other system that's there. So that's where that stood. Again, unanimous vote to offer the service for $215,000 for that year, and that's based on all the documentation of all the runs that were done, the net cost of having an EMS service, and operating that service for those calls both inside and outside the city limits. And it's a pretty good controversy. The commissioner's court has offered I believe it was $190,000 as a compromise on mm-hmm. what that cost might be, and the council voted not to accept that compromise. So we finished the executive session and came back into open session, had that vote. The motion was made. We had that vote, and then adjourned earlier than usual in the evening.
Okay.
That's about it.
That is about it. The period of time we're talking about with the EMS is, we're talking about this fiscal year?
The discussion on the timeline for that was that we would continue to provide service through the end of this fiscal year, through the end of September, and expect payment or agreement at that point. And then the actual payment would come in February based on the budgeting processes.
Taxes and becoming available.
The tax collection.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. And again, just to make sure I'm clear, what you're talking about is you take all the cost involved and the net cost.
Yeah. So we
16% of the net cost.
We take out if we're not fully manned, we don't take that person's salary and include it. We just the actual funds that we paid for the individuals that are part of EMS. We deduct from that all of the bills that are paid both by insurance or by the individuals as is right. appropriate, and the net result of that is then distributed 84% to the the city budget and 16% to the county budget based on the calls that are there.
Okay. Very good. And to go back to the city budget for just a moment, you mentioned like the city budget for next year is going to be $33,000 more than this year.
Yeah.
$33,000. That's pretty slim.
When you look at it's amazing to me when you look at the budget, because we have, as I alluded to, a basic budget for the operation of the city facilities that are required there, and that comes out in the ballpark of $8 million. But as we transfer, pick a number that it varies a little bit each year, the revenue from the electric that is transferred over, notionally about $3 million this year, goes into that $8 million. But that counts as a transfer. And when you look at the electric, that's expense to operate the electric system and then expense to put that into to the taxes. So it begins to fall out with the money that we're operating off of with grants and loans for the water system and the wastewater system, then the budget comes out significantly higher than that as that money is used up through the end of this year and into next year.
The basic day-to-day operation or ordinary is about $8 million.
Yeah,
in that vicinity.
And that's a great simplification.
Okay.
But and that's pretty consistent for a city about our size.
Okay.
That's there. But when you put all the utilities into that and the manpower for that and the net result of that, the electric department is pretty much the only department that we draw funds off of in lieu of taxes. The other departments, gas, water and sewer, solid waste, all of those different budgets have to support themselves that's how the rates are billed for those different budgets.
Okay.
So that's about it. Other bit of news that I have is for anybody that last week came to the movie expecting to see Thor. In fact, Thor will be at the Palace Theater this weekend.
This weekend. Okay.
So we expect a big crowd. If we had picked it up last weekend, we would have been required to keep it two weekends. And historically, that has not worked out well for us on the second weekend that we had it. So.
So the Palace Theater this week is Thor.
Thor. And I believe the full title is Love and Thunder. And I have no clue how that that relates to Thor.
Is this an animated or a
No.
Live
this
action?
This is live
real
action.
People.
This is the real Thor.
Okay. Very good. Palace Theater. Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock, and Sunday afternoon at 3.
Yep.
All right. Getting ready for the big weekend. Next week at the Palace Theater will be the finals for Brady's Got Talent on the 13th.
That's correct. And I believe the plan, I was unable to make the theater meeting on Monday, so this may... not be exactly right, but the plan going into that was Friday they would show the movie again, Deep in the Heart, National Geographic's type of movie about Texas and wildlife in Texas, and then the talent show would be on Saturday, and on Sunday there would not be a Palace Theater movie. There would be one of the churches is going to be showing a movie as part of that.
Okay.
Through the rental of the theater itself.
All right. Very good.
Have a great day.
We will. You too. Thank you for coming by.
You bet.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.